Garrett, Dallas Stars tough guy, Ticket Hockey Man. Tuesdays at 1:50 on Bad Radio. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to Ticket Stock. Hummer Ticket Stock 04 here at the Plano Center. If you are wondering just where is this Plano Center you've heard so much about, let us give you directions. Get on 75 as best you can. Make your way up or down to Spring Creek Parkway. Mm-hmm. Head east on Spring Creek Parkway, and you will encounter it in very short order. Mm-hmm. And you will know it when you see it, because there are many ticket banners and whatnot out front. Now it is time for us on this roundtable, which consists of Junior, Cobra, and Gordo, so voted by the P1 for some reason which none of us can fully comprehend, to try and make contact with Gordo, who is somewhere in the Plano Center on the wireless. Gordo.
Okay, you can clearly see me, Rhines. I'm about 20 feet from you.
Gordon. No, I really can't.
And I'm out here among the P1 because I'm the only one that is willing to come out and shake P1's hands. How you doing, sir? Welcome to Ticket Stock. Welcome to Ticket Stock.
That's Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, man. How are you? Hey, is this Wayne here?
That's Wayne. That's him.
Yeah.
How are you, Wayne?
How are you, Gordo?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Wayne, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay, have you had a beer?
Gordo.
No. Okay, fair enough. Thank you, Wayne.
That's not beer working there.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Good work, though, Gordon.
Hey, thank you so much. How are you doing, sir?
I am fine, Gordon, and I brought you a present, this latex glove right here, which you will be needing later for your exam.
That's really creepy.
Yeah,
he's putting on a glove.
Yeah, it looks like he's preparing to administer that exam right now.
Do it, man.
And it is stained on the index finger and palm.
Go ahead, sir. Put it on there. Do it. We support you in this.
Was not supposed to be. This was supposed to be an unused latex glove.
Well, it looks very used to me. Do you have a question for our panel?
No, not those guys. No, I don't know who those guys are up there.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. How you doing, Wayne?
How you doing, Gordo?
Doing well. Doing well, Wayne. Glad to see you here. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Good. How old are you?
14.
Okay, do you have a question for the panel?
No, I don't.
Okay, thanks for coming out to take a stop. Appreciate it. Girl. Yes, sir. You got a question?
Yes, I have a question for Tommy.
How much do you weigh?
321 pounds.
Wow. You know exactly.
Yeah, I just weighed last week.
Oh, really?
I don't believe that.
Are you losing weight? Is that why?
Yeah, I was 392 pounds.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
No.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
What are you trying to get down to?
140?
About 250 would be all right.
You don't look 321.
Stand up. Give us a better look here.
Guy, look.
Well, you hold it very well.
You know, yeah. Odd fat guys that has small waist. Like from his waist on down, he's a skinny guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's just got a.
Does that look like 321 to you?
No.
He's pot-bellied pig hanging around his belly.
It's like 240 or something.
I have a question for Tommy Daniels.
Okay, Tommy Daniels, the guy who's been kicked out of the ticket 5 times and returned each one.
Yeah, has he been responsible for the death of any elderly ladies here lately, like he was before?
Not true.
Excellent question.
Not true.
Now, Tommy, you killed your grandma, is that right?
First of all, she's not my grandmother. And second of all, no, I didn't kill her. She died of natural causes.
You killed her in a fit of rage on the highway.
Now, for those people who are not familiar with the story, Tommy, you were... The woman's name was Gracie. She was an elderly woman.
Yes.
And as she was crossing the street, you distracted her and said, "Hey, Gracie," or something to that effect.
And then shot her.
And you distracted her when you saw the Caprice Classic moving at a rapid speed towards her.
Actually, what the story, how did it happen? Now, it's changed several times. Now, let me get this straight. She was not my grandmother. And she died years after the accident. But what happened was I was delivering newspapers, and she was walking across the street. I said, "Hey, Gracie, how's it going?" And we started talking for a few minutes, and I turned it around to deliver the newspapers, and the next thing I know, Gracie's on the hood of a car in the middle of the street.
Craig.
The old woman got hit.
Went, Craig.
It's not funny. She was 75 at the time.
Craig.
She was 75 years old, Craig.
I just thought of a joke I heard last night.
Oh, okay. Now, didn't you see as the old woman splattered onto the windshield, didn't you see her glasses go flying up in the air? What? Why are you laughing, Tommy?
I'm not laughing.
Didn't you say you saw her glasses fly?
Yeah, her glasses flew off. All of a sudden, I saw, you know, the glasses go in the air, and I, you know, I panicked. I started to run, but then
you started to try to flee the scene.
Well, what would you, hey, what would you do if you were 12 years old and you just saw a woman get hit by a car?
You would help her out.
I don't know why I'd hide from the cops.
Steal her glasses and run.
Yeah.
That's not what I'd do.
No. You check her wallet?
That's what I'd do. I support you in this, Tommy.
Hey, all I got to say is that I had nothing to do with the woman getting hit by a car. She walked in front of
you
the car.
You distracted her when she was in the middle of the street.
I just said hi to the woman. That was all it was. And I
yeah,
just,
but that was a, that proved to be enough of a distraction. And to give your friend time to run her over in the car.
But, Tommy, this is... See, we judge you on your record, and this is not the only incident that you had. Would you like to tell everybody about your young cousin at your family reunion and
it
what
was,
happened?
It was my nephew, and on 4th of July, I chased him and...
And wasn't there a sparkler involved?
Yes, I chased him into the street. He had a sparkler in his hand, and I chased him in front of the street, or into the street, and he got hit by a car.
Yeah, you seem to...
It's not funny.
You seem to specialize in this sort of contract killing.
Did you kill your nephew?
No, he's still alive.
Yeah.
He's still alive today.
And you don't think that's a little suspicious that you've been involved...
And two hit runs.
And each time it was the same vehicle that hit the person.
It wasn't a 75 Caprice Classic. The second one was a station wagon.
And each time there was a witness that said you were in radio contact with the driver.
Yeah, that you signaled on a walkie-talkie. Hey, Gracie, how are you?
Hey,
all right, go now.
Boy, two hit and runs. That's a ticket record that will never be broken.
Gosh, Tommy, you all right?
I'm okay.
I'm all right. I love that story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I. Okay.
Women. Women.
What's that? You want to talk to women?
Women.
Okay. Here's a lovely lady here. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good.
How old are you?
27.
Oh, perfect. Good. That is
so
a good age.
Perfect.
Good age. And are you married to this guy here?
Yes, I am.
That's He's an older gentleman.
Gross.
Yes, he is.
How old is he?
34.
Ooh.
He's almost totally gray.
We're teachers. It's the stress.
And do you have any children?
No. We're teachers. We have enough.
Oh, okay. So you've been unspoiled by childbirth.
Exactly.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Do you listen to the ticket?
I do pretty often.
Do you know anybody on that stage?
Not personally.
No, I mean, do you know their names and that sort of thing? All right, identify them.
It's Corby and Dan McDowell and Junior Miller and Old Gray Wolf.
Okay, very good. You're right. Okay. And do you have any fantasies that you would like fulfilled?
Just being on the radio is enough for me. Okay.
Very good. Well, you're a laugher. That can get annoying. Okay. All right, let's talk to this person here. How are you? What's your name?
Carl, how you doing?
See, Carl. They were all saying that you were a girl from the stage.
Yep, I did come here to get gay married. I couldn't afford the tickets to go to San Francisco.
Oh, you came here to get gay married?
Me and Jeffrey.
You and Jeffrey. How are you, Jeffrey?
Doing fine.
And how long have you been gay?
About 30 seconds, I guess.
He kind of threw you under the bus. Now stand up here, Carl, where everybody can see your long, flowing...
Woman head.
Woman hair.
Touch it.
See, they truly did. They thought that you were a woman.
No, because the lights were shining on you in a way that Reiner was convinced that you were a girl.
Reiner thought you were a girl, and I said that you were at
Look,
most
I'm
a pre-op.
Sitting behind the speaker. I can't even
at
see the guy.
At most a pre-op.
Yeah, I said he was a pre-op.
No. No, not pre-op, post.
So why do you have gay hair? I mean, what's the idea?
Well, it's not a problem because it usually is an asset.
He can't get rid of it, Gordon.
It's, yeah, it doesn't go away. It's just as thick as yours.
Yeah, but mine's not as long as yours. Are you Indian or something?
Yeah, part, yeah.
What part?
Hey, Corby.
This one back here.
just the hair.
Heel, yeah, the heel's Indian.
What,
the rest
what Indian are you? What kind of Indian?
The local Cherokees, that kind of thing. Everybody's Cherokee a little bit.
And what are you, Corby? You're Creek?
Creek.
I don't know what that is.
Just a fight?
What's that?
Didn't we used to fight in the old days?
I don't know. Would you like to punch Corby?
Would you like to fight now?
Who here would like to see an Indian fight?
An old, good old-fashioned...
Some warring tribes.
Okay. Drunk Indian fight?
This is what we'll do. Corby, if you're willing, we'll let him take one punch at your chest, and you can take one punch at his chest.
No.
Why not?
I don't want to get hit. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
You're from the wimpiest Indian tribe ever, then, Corby.
Yes, we're a peaceful breeding nation.
What is your Indian name, Corby?
Snake.
All right, let's see. We got any other women out here we want to talk to?
Talk to the one in the red cap.
Where's the red cap?
Right there.
Oh, right here? Right back behind you. How are you, ma'am?
Very well, thank you.
You have really beautiful skin.
I've never heard that. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yeah, this is a girl that Junior Miller and I are obsessed with, Rhines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you've seen her before.
Oh, yeah. She has really good-looking skin. Would you like to see it up close, Rhines?
Yeah, I would.
All right, come on up here, ma'am. We're going to have you examined by the old gray wolf. He loves looking at young skin. All right, Rhines, would you like to inspect her skin? Come on up here. She's also got some sweater meat on her, too, Rhines.
Yeah, she certainly does, doesn't she?
All right, go ahead and lean down and let the old wolf kiss you. Yeah, sit in the old wolf's lap. There you go.
Look at how sweet
that
is.
That's very nice.
Look nice.
Oh, gross.
Nice.
He was rubbing it with the back of his hand.
Notice how unscaly it is compared to yours.
Right. That's very nice.
Yeah.
You're very cute. Now, how old is she?
Well, I'm going to find out, Rhines. Hold on a second. Let me get around here. Answer the old wolf's question. How old are you?
Actually, it's my birthday today, and I'm 28.
Oh,
wouldn't that
happy birthday.
Now, you haven't shot out a kid, have you?
Not as of yet, no.
Okay, are you pregnant?
We'll see.
Ooh.
Are you pregnant?
Oh, no, not right now.
You're certain of this?
Pretty certain, yeah.
So, when was the last time you worked on it?
I have no idea.
Come on, be honest. Did you work on it last night, on having a kid?
Worked on it 5 minutes ago in the bathroom.
No.
Well, wow.
Of course I am.
That's breaking sports
news. When was the last time you worked on it? The P1s have a right to know.
Are you married?
No, I don't.
Are you married?
Yeah.
That guy over there.
Some real spare guy.
The gentleman over there.
All right, will he answer me honestly if I ask him when the last time you worked on it was?
No, he'll probably lie to you, too.
Really?
I have no idea.
And what's your preferred method of working on it?
I'm sure there are several.
Wow, okay. Look, we got a hot mama here, Craig.
Yeah, sure do, Gordon. Back to you.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Do you want to continue sitting up here uncomfortably?
No, I'd rather not.
I want to see you give Reiner a seedy hug.
All right, Reiner,
stand up. You have to stand up, though. Reiner, give her your classic seedy hug.
For the newly 28-year-old.
Now, watch out, this happens every day at work, maybe a dozen times a day with the different girls.
Oh, here it is. It's so
he's seedy now. This is
she's
exactly the way it goes.
Rhines. Oh, he's burying his nose in her neck. Yeah.
You are a Dairy Queen, aren't you?
All right, and that's just a little bit of the flavor from the P1 crowd here at Ticket Stock.
That was great, Gordon.
Boy, that was. That
congratulations.
Was incredible.
Fantastic.
Oh, you want me to go out again?
Well, we have one more segment left until we join Desperados football at
Perhaps 2. It's time for Corby to go out next.
Maybe it is. Well, that's the big surprise, and we'll find out next.